Now, the albumin protein substances found in primate blood have evolved at a constant rate. Now, this means that the difference between the albumins of any pair of primates can be used to calculate the time since they have separated one from the other. As a result of this, we know that chimpanzees, our closest living relatives, diverged from a common ancestor shared with humans somewhere between 5 or 6 million years ago, maybe a little earlier. At the same time, there were dramatic environmental changes affecting tropical Africa, which, in general, appears, as I've said, to have been the cradle of humankind. These changes had a profound effect, we think, on the evolution of the first humans. At this time, primates abounded in thick African forests, in more wooded country, and also on the open savanna woodland, where they had grassland, where they had to stand upright to survive. Now, an upright posture and a bipedal gait, that is, standing on 2 feet, are among the most characteristic human features. In the trees, a four-footed posture is highly effective. One walks on one's knuckles, like a football lineman. But in open country, endurance and the ability to cover long distances are vital, especially on the savannas, which, as Africa became cooler and drier, covered much of East Africa between 5 and 1 million years ago. Bipedalism, the ability to walk and run on 2 feet, made traversing this open savanna with all its hazards of predators like lions and hyenas much easier. And it had another effect too. It freed the hands. The hands could now be used to make tools. Unfortunately, we still know very little about the many primates who flourished in Africa between about 10 and 5 million years ago, this critical period of primate evolution. But we theorize that after about 10 million years ago, many primates spent more and more time on the ground, as it were, coming down from the trees. By 5 million years ago, Africa's climate was much drier. It favored more open country in many areas. Now, this presented, with these extensive savannas forming, with the grasslands, open country, many new challenges for primates, especially a very fundamental one, the necessity to find food not just in trees, but over much larger areas, dozens of square miles. Mobility was absolutely essential. You had to be able to move fast, you had to be able to outrun dangerous predators, and you had to be able to run to take shelter. Out on the savannah, you didn't just reach into a branch and pluck fruit and edible leaves. The plant foods were dispersed widely over the savanna. You had to cover a lot of distance to acquire them if they were there. The result was that people began to rely, our earliest ancestors, more and more on meat as an essential part of the diet. Our earliest ancestors became omnivorous. They ate meat, they ate plant foods. But at the same time, they became very, very mobile. And as we shall see, this was a characteristic of human foraging for thousands of years throughout prehistoric times.